And Mexico's economy took the most severe hit in Latin America because of its overwhelming dependence on the United States. The country's recovery depends on what happens north of the border, and as it turns out, the interdependence makes a difference for both countries. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
It wasn't always this way, but after 15 years of NAFTA, the free trade agreement, at least 80% of Mexico's trade is with the U.S., and Mexico is the second largest destination for U.S. goods. Great in the boom years, but the U.S. recession has hit Mexico twice as hard.
But that in turn hurts the United States. When Mexicans are not able to purchase U.S. goods, it also hurts U.S. exporting industries. Everything from farm machinery in Indiana, wheat in Nebraska, all sorts of goods out of Texas.
Andrew Seeley is the director of the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington.
So we have a sort of boomerang effect back and forth. The U.S. economy goes down and hurts the Mexican economy, but in return, as the Mexican economy struggles to get back on its feet, it also slows down our recovery.
Puebla, Mexico, an inland city about 2 hours south of the capital, is struggling to get back on its feet. Downtown is historic, all cobblestone and Spanish churches, but the economy is global, based on manufacturing integration, made in Mexico, sold in the United States. So the credit crisis that followed the collapse of Lehman Brothers last year had a dramatic impact. U.S. manufacturers slashed orders from Mexican factories by 30%.
The crisis is affecting in our business, of course. We are a victim of what is happening. You have to think how to survive.
Julian Abed is Puebla's representative for the American computer company Hewlett-Packard.
Now I don't feel comfortable as senior partner from the United States now. Our bet was to have a treat with the United States to share our destiny with everything. But they didn't. We are a new class of Mexicans that are fighting to have a position in the world.
The massive Mexican downturn, with the slowest recovery in the region, has opened a debate about those close ties to the U.S. Some factories assembling jeans and T-shirts have closed. Auto parts factories are struggling. The Volkswagen plant has put much of the workforce on half-time shifts. Unemployment has been twice as high as in corresponding U.S. industries, says economist Gordon Hansen.
The piece of the production process that Mexico has grabbed over the last 20 years is primarily assembly of parts and components into final output, which is highly volatile.
Hansen is the director of the Center of Pacific Economies at UC San Diego. His new research shows Mexico cushioned American manufacturing in the downturn because those orders were canceled first.
Even though Mexico didn't plan to kind of take a high-risk strategy in terms of how it inserts itself in the global economy, that's how it's ended up.
Father Jorge Galicia Amezcua sees the social cost of that risk. A year ago, he quit his job as a psychology professor to work at this Catholic parish. Our Lady of the Forsaken is aptly named, it turns out. With no government benefits for the unemployed, many turn to his church for help. Father Amezcua says the downturn has touched every business.
I have friends in Tehuacan. They produced blue jeans, but they don't have clients in the United States, so they broke.
And did they have to leave all of their workers go?
Many of them, yes.
A few blocks away, he's opened a center in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Puebla with a food bank and a free clinic.
And this is the dental clinic?
Yeah. Every day we have new people.
Puebla took a break from the troubles to celebrate Mexican Independence Day last month.
Tenemos envueltos de mole, tenemos mole de panza, pozole.
It's a food festival as well as a national holiday. Puebla is proud of its local culture, but from here it's easy to see the interdependence with a giant economy to the north. There's a Starbucks, a Sears store, and Walmart has more than 60 outlets in Puebla. Mexico chose globalization and free trade 15 years ago, and there are still Mexican entrepreneurs convinced the U.S. is the best bet for recovery. Francisco Rivera believes integration has been good for Mexico.
Well, we always say that it's like we sleep with an elephant. The American economy is the strongest in the world, I think. That you have the structure to get out of the water sooner than the other countries, no?
Rivera runs this family business, Bonaterra RYT. His workers are packaging hats, scarves, baby clothes, and socks. Lots of socks.
720,000 pairs a month.
This company is licensed to brand products with some of the most recognizable American names, New Balance, Barbie, and M&M's. Sales have been steady because his high-quality products are sold in the Mexican market, not to the U.S. And he believes Mexico has to update the U.S. partnership, offer more than cheap labor and goods. He turns out quality by investing in his employees.
Okay, hello, everybody. My name is Victor, and I'm going to be your new English teacher.
Every worker takes English classes offered after each shift so they understand the complex programs on the high-tech knitting machines. Rivera wants to expand to the U.S. market, but he says the government has failed to adopt policies to help him compete, for example, business loans and more credit. Mexico's recovery, he insists, depends on more business with the U.S.
Yeah, because this problem is going to be normal in 1.5 years, no more. It's the best market in the world, I think.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.
And Deborah Amos' report comes courtesy of America Abroad, a monthly public radio international affairs program.